you've been around, but once or twice you said you didn't wonder.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello everyone, this is Adam.
你听起来好高级啊。
And there is a reason for this.
对，因为我们今天的节目呢，就要跟大家分享一些 tips 啊，小窍门，怎么让你说一口高级的英语。但我要先说一下，光听一集节目呢，肯定不会把英语突然变得很高级。但今天呢 ，we'll try our best to give you some concrete tips to help you sound more 高级。高级英语其实有很多不同的说法
吧。Ways,
对，
yeah.
但是在这个情况底下，你觉得怎么说比较好？
I would say probably a classy, sophisticated,
elegant, maybe, right? 好，那当然除了我们的音频节目呢，我们每一集的节目都有一个配套的微信推送啊，会用文字的形式为大家更好的展现我们所有说到的这些重点。那大家可以搜索并且关注我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言。现在我们也有抖音号啊，如果你想因为听了我们节目很久嘛，如果你想看视频多增添一个维度，你可以到抖音上面来搜我们，那名字一样也是开言英语。那 let's go back to that concept of, you know, classy,
yes.
高级。
你
这听起来你 are you trying to do a British accent?
Quite.、
对，好像美国人或者加拿大人就觉得任何一个很简单的东西只要用英国口音说起来就会比较 classy、高级是吧
rather
那我刚刚讲的 classy 就来自 class、层次阶层这个词
right so when I think about class I think about England、
about Downton Abbey
right
or、the royal family
whereas when you think about、like America of course America has classesBut, you know, you tend to just think about just one big melting pot.
对对对，就是好像美国给大家的感觉还是很就比较接地气，平易近人，是吧？
Right.
但在美国，像他们那种 New England， 那种好像也给人感觉就是美国的这种很 blue blood，
right?
贵族。
Sure, like the Kennedy, I am.
Kennedys, right? Yeah. 好，那前面讲的那 classy 啊，后来你还讲了一个词叫 sophisticated.
Sophisticated, yes.
这个词呢也是我觉得查字典的时候比较坑爹因为它会告诉你是什么很世故的什么、But actually it really just means classy
Yeah
Not crass 不是对吧不低俗的然后还是比较、典雅一点的哈
Yeah like usually when we're talking about sophisticated language we're not talking about like the other day I went to the store、and I saw this guy and he was like wearing a shirt、like that doesn't sound very sophisticated
你刚刚讲的这一件事如果 if you want to make it more sophisticated, how would you say it?、
The other day, I went to the most magnificent of stores, and I saw a man. This man was wearing the finest clothes in all the land.
好了好了这个你也有点不贴近生活有点浮夸了。我们今天还是要给大家一些很我说的很 concrete, 很实质性的 practical, 很实用的一些建议啊。Let's start with, I think the tone of voice is really important. 语气啊。我说的 tone of voice 呢有的时候可能是你声调啊什么 intonation 这些但很多时候我讲的那个语气可能就是、比如客气一点 use polite language
OK
因为 我自己会觉得吧在英语里面常常会用 please、thank you、
right.
could you would you、
yeah.
但是中文的语言习惯其实我们不会加那么多的啊，谢谢，不好意思，你能不能，比如说日常跟工作的同事好了 ，between coworkers， 我觉得在中文里如果一直说谢谢、麻烦怎么样，好像反而觉得有点、you know, you're distancing yourself with your coworkers，
right，
有时候会觉得太 polite。However, in English， 我觉得就是。比如我跟你呀 Connor, Spencer, Lisa 说写课什么、
right.
我其实每天都在跟你们写这样的邮件、But I will still say Oh, Connor, Adam, could you write 这个 dialogue 怎么怎么样、
right.
Thank you, appreciate it 就是会用很多这种 polite language
Yeah, we use, I mean, you don't want to use too much of it but,、but it doesn't Yeah, Jenny's right, it doesn't really distance us in the same way.
对，比如工作邮件的时候，我经常跟你们说，哦 please have this done by 什么什么时候、mm. or please write a dialogue 写这一课什么我前面都会加 please 但我想如果在中文里我给大家写工作邮件就像请怎么怎么样、
right.
请怎么这样是很奇怪的
yeah, Well even, you know, actually now that you mention it, if you are saying, like if you are giving people instructions or orders, you don't, it does kind of sound kind of forceful just to say, please don't do this.Please don't do that. Please do this. Please do that. It really does sound better to say, could you do this? Yeah, would you mind doing this?
所以你前面讲的 could you, would you mind?、Mm. Could I trouble you?
Could I trouble you to do this?
对、其实有很多朋友问过我们说、啊、为什么这里用 past tense, 过去时其实 it really doesn't have a lot to do with tense.
No.、
它这个就是 it softens,Your tone.
Right, yeah.
就是软化语气的、mm. 所以其实过去时还有另外一个非常重要的功用就是 help you sound more polite or、
yeah.
more sophisticated. Classier, right?
Yeah.
好那我觉得还有一个 the tone of voice 或者你平时用的一些 pleasantries 啊、mm. 英文说的 you know, being very pleasant、mm-hmm. 就是很客气很友好的比如一句话说完了什么你啊、oh, thank you, have a good day.
Yeah.
这个也很常用 For example 在国外如果你去一个 Starbucks、
mm.
到星巴克买一个咖啡、After you place your order 东西点好以后那跟那个 收银员就是 Oh thank you, have a good day、mm. Have a great day 这个我觉得就很自然的
Yeah, I would say to you guys、thank you is a great word But don't be afraid of thanks The power、mm. of thanks. Yeah, like especially at Starbucks, if someone says to me, you know, thank you, have a nice day, I'll say thanks, you too.
对，就前面像你那个 have a nice day, 我觉得这个就是我们说英语的时候常常会忽略的，因为中文里面没有一个对应。Mm. 中文里面我们不太会说祝你有美好的一天。However, in English, it's so natural and it's used all the time, right? Have a good day, have a nice day. 对。这些我觉得都是可以就比较简单的而且比较 regular 会经常使用可以让你听起来比较客气比较高级的说、
right.
一些小方法啊好那这些说完了以后呢接下来我要讲的一个、the pace of your speech、
mm.
pace 就是可能节奏吧
right like the rhythm
对我觉得就是其实说英语不用太急了 just don't sound too hurried
Yeah.
我经常因为碰到一些朋友可能一个东西怕表达不清楚、mm. 或者说说慢了会怕别人觉得他英语不好就会讲得很急、mm. 但我真的是觉得说慢一点 you know, slow down
Right.
pace yourself 这个就 也比较不容易错啦其实
Take a deep breath
Take a deep breath 啊，深呼吸一口是吧、mm. 好那最后呢我觉得要说一下的就是常常我会听到很多朋友 every sentence starts with I think、mm. 怎么怎么样 I think 怎么怎么样
Right
这个呢我也是觉得即使你在表达自己的观点吧其实不用每一句话都用 I think 开头
Yeah, you want to use it sparingly It's not that we don't say it、
mm.
In fact, I remember you, Jenny, getting mad at me years ago for always saying it
I never
You did, you most did. Well, I'm not mad, but you know what I mean. Like, Adam, don't say I think so much. Like, why? This is what I think.
I beg your forgiveness.
But there are other ways to express the same thing. So, for example, one is I feel.
I feel. 我感觉怎么怎么样，我觉得怎么怎么样。
Yeah, I mean, everybody is saying this, but at the same time, many people really hate it.
是吗有些人也不喜欢 I feel 这个用
Well, because at least I think is based on, you know, your reasoning. Whereas I feel, well, who cares what you feel?
我啊我很在乎你。好好每个人就不一样是吧但是我觉得对就是可以用不同的词来表达同一个概念。I think, I feel, or...有的时候我觉得也可以说 Oh, if you ask me
Yeah, well, if you ask me、yeah.
对吧其实这个你也是在说自己的观点、
mm.
但我觉得就是直接说出 I think, I feel 有的时候就像 Adam 说的 Well, who cares how you feel, what you think、
mm, right.
对就是可以比较客气的 or, you know, If you ask me 如果你问我的话呢我的这个想法是这样的啊 What about, 我觉得有的时候也会有人说 it's like...
It's like this, it's like that.
是啊。
Yeah, I mean...
哦、oh, ，或者 I mean 也可以。
I mean...
你刚刚的 I mean...
Yeah, yeah,、mm. I mean, that's definitely when you are trying to, like, explain, like,、mm. someone has asked you a question already.、
Mm.
Like, with I think, or I feel, or if you ask me, like, I might just be starting a conversation. Like, I think China's great.
但是对我觉得总之这里要跟大家说的就是即使你在说自己的想法不一定每一句话前面都要加上我这样觉得我这样想 You could just say China is great
Right
是吗
And then when someone says why because, Well I mean it's just great
I feel like it's the best country in the world
If you ask me the chicken feet are really delicious
什么乱七八糟的好那今天最后要给大家的一个 concrete、啊、很实质性的建议呢其实也是 I think 那句我想到的因为很多朋友说 I think 的时候 They say it like I think、怎么怎么样
Yeah Yeah this is one of those things Because as soon as you get itYour English is just going to be a million times better.
那赶快告诉我们这个 a million, 让我们的英语能够进步一百万倍的方法。
A million times. And there's no real secret. It's just you have to stop saying, I think, I feel, like there is no vowel sound at the end of these words. I think. You just have to stop yourself.
对对，前面 Adam 说的就是在很多 consonant 后面啊，辅音后面，嗯、
right.
，我们有个不好的习惯啊，很多朋友可能会加一个 vowel， 加一个元音、I think 就变成了 I think，,
I think
或者eat if
对
吧
？I go yeah。
对，其实就像 Adam 说的这个呢 ，if you stop doing that，、your English is going to sound a million times better。
A million。
Simply by doing that，
right，
很简单的一个方法。那 how to stop doing that? 我觉得你就是要不断的练啊，就是 I think,
right,
I eat, I drink,
right.
对，就是我觉得，就是可能把最后那个音放的稍微 silent 吧，不要特别的把它发出来。
Right.
Think, eat, drink, 是吧？
不
要咳发的很长。哦，对，对，不要把你的嘴巴张开，大家试试看啊。比如 think, 如果你讲那个。Think 的时候，后面你的嘴巴是张开的。You're probably doing it wrong.
Right? Yeah.
I think if eat,
right,
drink, 这样
And I think these things are actually called stops. Like you have to stop yourself from doing it. There's a reason for it.
是的，是的。好，那今天我们讲了一些啊，我觉得也是在平时我们自己讲英语或者听大家讲英语的时候所注意到的一些小问题。那也希望今天的一集节目，if there's any key takeaway, guys.用很多客气的礼貌的说法 Please, could you, would you、have a good day 这样然后呢在 consonant 辅音后面不要加一个 vowel 不要加一个元音 It's think, not think 是吧、好感谢大家收听我们今天的节目那其实语言学习、英语学习任何语言的学习 It really isA lifelong process. 我觉得真的就是终身学习，每天你都会发现到啊，学习到新的知识点。那这也就是为什么开言英语除了有我们这个每周更新的双语脱口秀，我们每天都还会有更新会员的课程，因为就是你要把这个学习英语融入到自己的生活里面啊，坚持下去，这样这个语言它才会。internalize 会、内化会变成你自己的好那也感谢大家一直以来对我们的支持如果对我们的节目对我们的课程有什么意见的话呢都可以在我们微信推送的留言里面告诉我们也可以如果你是我们会员的话在每一天这个会员课程的留言板块来跟我们分享那如果你还没有看过我们会员课程的话呢其实在我们的开言微信公众号菜单里面就有免费试用的按钮然后也有升级的按钮大家可以用一年629非常优惠的价格、跟我们所有北美的外教学到非常实用地道的英语口语 OK, thank you for listening and we look forward to seeing you next time 再见
Bye guys How And I've seen you look down Now your shoes that you wore in the sun